everyone, and welcome to the Smell Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Boateng. This week, I'd like to highlight for you all an article which is titled Genetic Risk Factor Found for COVID-19 Smell and Taste Loss, Researchers Say, written by Sarah Slope. This article was published online for NBCNews.com back on January 17th of this year. So the article was so well written that I don't feel like I need to change much, and I really did want to share some snippets for you. So I'm going to quote some lines from the article that resonated with me. And again, all of the following quotes are taken verbatim from the article. Okay, so some of the highlights are that 6 months after contracting COVID, as many as 1.6 million people in the US are still unable to smell or have experienced changes in their ability to smell. A study, which was originally published in the journal Nature Genetics, identified a genetic risk factor associated with the loss of smell after a COVID infection, a discovery that brings experts closer to understanding the perplexing pattern and may point the way toward much-needed treatments. The precise cause of sensory loss related to COVID is not known, but scientists do think it stems from damage to infected cells in a part of the nose called the olfactory epithelium. And my final quote, a genetic locus near two olfactory genes is associated with COVID-induced loss of smell and taste, according to the study. And a locus is the fixed position of a gene on a chromosome. This genetic risk factor increases the likelihood a person infected with SARS-CoV-2 will experience a loss of smell or taste by 11%. So that's the end of the quotes. One of the things that's cool about these types of findings is that it helps answer the question that a lot of people with COVID-19 related smell loss have, which is, why did this happen to me? Research like this shows that there may be a genetic predisposition. So how many of you listeners are dealing with COVID related smell loss? How long has it been for you all? If you're interested in sharing your story, you can always send me an email at thesmellpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can even send me a voicemail by clicking on the link in the episode notes. As always, I'd love to hear from you. There's much more to the article than the snippets that I picked out to share, so make sure to go and check it out. The link will be in the episode notes. A big shout out and thanks to Sarah Sloat for focusing on this issue and writing about it. The Smell and Taste Association of North America, or STANA, is the first patient organization focused on smell and taste disorders in the USA. To find out more, visit STANA's website online at www.thestana.org. STANA is an official 501c3 nonprofit, so any donations you make are tax deductible. We are still fundraising to help all of us who have smell and taste disorders, so if you are able to, any donations are very much appreciated, and you can find that donation information on the website. Check out the latest series of programming called STANA Live Sensory Insights on Instagram, where we interview people from the world of taste and smell. You can visit our Instagram page to view all of the previous interviews as well. If you have any questions or if you'd like to get involved, please visit the website or email us at info@thestana.org. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Smell Podcast if you listen using iTunes. Until next time, have a great day and stay safe.